Each Wednesday, we like to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council District. Joining us is General Manager Greg McDonald. Greg, how are you, mate? Are you dry?
Yes, I'm dry at the moment. It's been a bit of a damp week, and we're still working through all those road closures that have occurred because of all the rain, but we're starting to get there, but I think there's more rain on the way.
There is, according to the Bureau. We will see a bit more. So is there any major flooding to be concerned about in the Upper Hunter District at the moment? Any points of issue?
Look, we've got a lot of roads that are cut or got water across them to varying degrees, but our advice is if there's water across the road, do not cross it. We've been putting signs up to assist motorists in making that decision, but of course we can't get to every creek crossing if there's, the way the creeks come up fairly quickly, we can't always get to them. So our advice is even if it doesn't have a sign on it, our advice is not to cross flooded waters. We do have a list on our website and on our Facebook page of all the roads that are cut. So if people want to get an update, they can go to our website and they can look through the list. And of course, it's not just roads that are cut. A lot of sports fields are either underwater completely or got quite a bit of saturation, so they're out of action as well.
That's a good point, actually. Will there be a call made reasonably soon regarding the sporting fields for this coming weekend?
I would suspect that some of the fields will be closed this weekend and that decision will be made in the next day or two. I think some of them we could make the decision now, but we'll wait till we have certainty on a lot more of the fields and we'll make a decision later in the week. Again, that'll be on our website and our Facebook pages.
The poor old cricket players can't take a break. They've been waiting all through lockdown for their season to start, and as soon as it does, can't stop raining.
I know, poor fellas.
And also, pre-polling is open for the upcoming election.
Yeah, so local government elections are on the 4th of December, of course, but pre-polling has opened here in Scone. We're open at the main administration centre and accepting pre-poll votes from 8:30 to 4:30, Monday to Friday. And from next week, Merriwar and Murrurundi will also be open, so all three main office areas will be open to take pre-polling from next Monday, but from this week, Scone only.
Excellent work. Greg McDonald from the Upper Hunter Shire Council, thank you very much for keeping us up to date today.
Not a problem. It's my pleasure.